Raising my 5-year-old child, I never knew the importance of work-life balance. I want to create this podcast to inform single mother, lady bosses, you know who you are, that you can do it all. I want to attract all people who create a space for women to grow professionally and personally. In this podcast, I want to talk about fashion, female wellness and health, balance your life as a lady boss and a single mother. Thank you all for listening to Evie Unbound. And once again, I'm your loving host, Evie Jane. Please stay tuned to my next episode as we dive deep into the surrogacy industry.
Well, my name is Evie. I will be the host of this new podcast called Evie Unbound. As you know, back in the day, the Chinese tradition, all women had to bow their feet. So they believe that small feet is equivalent to being classy and to be a woman.
Yes.
And obviously that torturous act is no longer existed, mm-hmm. but there was a tradition that had been passed from generation to generation back in the day in China. Mm-hmm. So the reason why we have this podcast, we're gonna talk about all the stereotyping what women used to be or have to be or behave, as they calls it, that now is completely different. So we want to define those old rules and create our own rule. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying, like, now we're going to make our own rule and break those old-fashioned rules that no longer apply to us. So that's why we decided to name the show Evie Unbound. And we're going to be exploring all the issues that women know they have to deal with and facing, especially as a single mom, as a career mom, as a female attorney and female business owner, you know, you name them. All the woman issues that as a woman nowadays have to deal with, we're going to talk about it. We're going to be open and discuss it and talk to experts if we wanted to know something.
Yeah.
So we're going to host, we're going to interview a lot of great women out there and help each other and having a great discussion. So you won't feel alone, or at least I won't feel alone.
Right.
And this is the reason I wanted to have this podcast, so I can get a lot of my good girlfriend and women that inspire me and who I wanted to be and look up to be on this show. So to share with all of you. So I've been practicing family law for 17 years, pretty much over 17 years. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to do family law because, you know, I was a child from a divorced family, and I was the messenger between my mom and my dad. So I always thought, you know, I wanted to help this kid that was like me went through this process and really to help these children. So I thought family law is always very interesting, and it really talk about people's emotion.
Right.
And then when I was in law school, my professor would say, you see people's best behavior in criminal law, but you see good people in their worst behavior in family law, because it's so passionate, it's so about love, and love and hate is just a very fine line.
Mm-hmm.
And I find family law very interesting. And from there, I wanted to do more than just divorces. You know, I wanted to teach women how to protect themselves, like prenuptial agreement, postnuptial agreement. And then from there, I also realized that there's a lot of couple that want to have children and can't. So that's where the surrogacy law came along, plus myself, personal experience, freezing my egg, went through surrogacy myself. I wanted to expand on family law practice, not just about divorces, you know, it's also about creating family. So I practice in California, but I also live in New York for a short brief of time, and decided that I also want to get a license in New York. So the two states that we have office is actually New York and California. However, New York, you know, they don't allow surrogacy, so we only practice surrogacy law in California and not in our New York office. I always wanted to be a judge. It's actually not an attorney, because when I was little, I remember I lived with my grandparent. My grandma was the one that raised me because my mom was working as a single mom. And so she had to leave me and my sister for my grandma to take care of us. So when we were little, we would go to the courthouse, and I always see this person wearing a black robe who's so powerful and making the decision on everybody. Yeah. And this two attorney always trying to make their case and trying to persuade the judge to favor in the client's interest. Mm-hmm. And the judge was the one who always has to be just and fair and making a decision that is fair to all party or make a different impact on that person's life. Mm-hmm. And that's who I wanted to be. I wanted to make an impact on people's life. So I figured for me to become a judge, I had to be an attorney first. So here I am.
That's such a beautiful story. So what's a typical day like in EBJ's?
Oh, we're going to talk about this in the show also. So not just a very important issue. I think wellness, beauty, and all this fun stuff a lot of women or female audience would love to hear. So my typical day is I work about 6 or 7 a.m. I do an hour meditation, and then I hit to the gym. And then I write my journal and then get ready. And then I'm in the office and trying to figure out which fire I need to like recover from first. This is too many things. And then remember, I'm a single mother. I have a 4-year-old boy, almost 5. So pretty much my day is just packed. And then after work, you know, sometimes I pick up my child from school, or a lot of time I don't have the opportunity to do so because I will have business dinner or nonprofit organization meeting, board meeting, because I'm also on a lot of nonprofit organizations. So my day pretty much packed. So by the time I get home, you know, I see my son in bed, going to bed, put him in bed, read him a story. If I was lucky enough to catch him before he falls asleep, I barely have any time to have dinner with him, but that's something I'm striving for. So I try not to have any business dinner at night, mostly during lunchtime, but the chance of that, you know, is not always guaranteed. So it's 50-50, right?
Yeah.
So if I don't have dinner with him, I wanted to make it at least by 9 o'clock, see him in bed, read his bedtime story, then I take a shower, go to bed. I'd be in bed by 11 and I'm done for the day. I'm not checking any technology, any email, because I wanted to have my good sleep. In fact, one of the things that I would tell all my audience that in the morning, the first hour when you wake up in the morning, don't check your email. Don't check the news. Like, why would you want to ruin your day, start off like that, right? Do something fun. Go work out, get your body blood flowing, do a simple 5-minute gratitude meditation, you know, what you're grateful about for the day, set your intention, start the day happy, you know, happiness is by choice, everybody know that, well, I don't know if everybody know that, but now you do, so happiness is by choice, and you make that intention known in the morning when you wake up, because that's how the rest of your day gonna be played out, by your decision, how your day gonna be, and pretty much that's my day. I would hope the podcast is for all the powerful, all the cool women out there, because we're all cool. We are very strong, childbirth or multitasking. You know, we just can't handle much more than men. I don't want to be sexist. Even when we were growing up, they always say girl mature much more faster. For law student, female student, I would say that, you know, enjoy your life and just a lot of option. I remember in my class, a lot of people went to law school, not because they want to be an attorney, because they don't know what else they want to be or do. So they're not having a JD degree would help them later on whatever they want to achieve. Because being having a JD is very open, right? So you can go start your business if you wanted to. You can be a lawyer if you wanted to. If you want to work for a company or consultant, whatever. It doesn't bind you into one profession. It's not like you went to med school and then you'd be a doctor. So it really opened up a lot of doors for you. So I'm saying that don't just fix that, oh, I'm in law school, I have to be a lawyer. I think it's very important to have open mind about things. It doesn't matter just what the school, what you wanted to do. Be open mind about everything. So besides, we're going to talk about all the important women issue and beauty, wellness, health, all the fun stuff. We're also going to talk about dining and traveling, because that's my hobby. I love traveling. I think traveling is a great way to, for you to be creative and then to meet more people, different type. A different type of people, all walk of life, mm-hmm. and it really give you a different perspective. Mm-hmm. So it open your eyes and your mind, and sometimes they give you an idea that you never thought before. Mm-hmm. So I think traveling is a very important thing. And then when you're traveling, you use your five senses, the smell, the taste, and your ear. And there's this new podcast called Evie Unbound. Mm-hmm. As you know, back in the day, the Chinese tradition, all women have to bound their feet. So they believe right. that small feet is equivalent to being classy and to be a woman.
Yeah.
And obviously that torturous act is no longer existed. Mm-hmm. But there was a tradition that had been passed from generation to generation back in the day in China. Mm-hmm. So the reason why we have this podcast, we're going to talk about all those stereotyping what women used to be or have to be or behave, as they calls it, that now is completely different. So we mm-hmm. want to define those old rule and create our own rule. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying, like, now we're going to make our own rule and break those old-fashioned rule that no longer apply mm-hmm. to us. So that's why we decided to name the show Evie Unbound. And we're going to be exploring all the issues that women know they have to deal with. So the short term right now, we're working on, as our company Surrogacy Concierge was helping the LGBTQ and a lot of infraternity couples to have children. And most important thing, we want to encourage women to freeze their egg because mm-hmm. you wanted to make sure not by time frame, and this is the reason why you choose to have children. You should have children when you're ready. You should choose your mate because that's the right person for you. Not because my biological clock is kicking, I better, exactly. you know, have kids. But this is going to be a different topic, no, and we're going to talk about that mm-hmm. for sure. We're going to talk about surrogacy, my experience with egg freezing and all that. But my short term is we are trying to buy a medical clinic with our own lab so we have a better control of full service quality control. And then I would say we can also provide financial assistance for people, for couple who want to go to this realm, and knowing the fact that it's a very costly procedure and process, a lot of people just can't do it. So we wanted to have a full service so we can have a better control of quality, and then we can also offer some kind of financial assistance to couple that we really want to do it but just don't have the means to. Yeah, so that would be my short term. The long term is we wanted to make sure that the law would change. What I mean by that is you can see, you know, the most recent law have changed with same-sex marriage. We acknowledge, we mm-hmm. recognize same-sex marriage. But a lot of countries in the world still do not accept same-sex exactly. marriage or recognize same-sex marriage. So it's really difficult for them. And in fact, that was a problem for a lot of our clients, that they can't have children or they can't even create their own family by alternative means mm-hmm. or assistant do surrogacy. They have to come here to do so. Mm-hmm. But how they're going to bring the child back when the country doesn't recognize same-sex marriage. That's so we've been very yeah. lucky that we do recognize same-sex marriage. Mm-hmm. But a lot of laws have passed, which is like outdated. You know, same thing mm-hmm. as women wasn't allowed to vote before. And then now mm-hmm. we can vote. And we have a lot of female CEO and female running for presidency. I mean, it's just amazing how much we have improved. But because of that, the law needs to be amended also. So the family of men or women, you know, it should be more generalized. And just like maternity leave before only applied to women, right? Mm-hmm. And then it shouldn't be that because there's a lot of great dads yeah, might also need to take maternity leave when there's a new baby. So the law would also apply to them, not just gender specific of just for women. Mm-hmm. So family, the definition of family, we need to change that. Yeah, mm-hmm. it could be two dads, two women, or whatever it is. But I think the definition of family should be amended, or at least keep up to the today's society, what right. it is to be a family. And family should be based on love. It shouldn't be based on the traditional stereotyping of the men. Ten years ago, I never thought my life would be where I am right now, but it's even better. I would say that I felt like there was a lot of limit, but there was no limit in reality. Mm-hmm. But it's more like I put a limit on myself. Now I think there's so many things we can do, and I see the potential, and I want to change things. I want to be a game player, you know, a game changer. Like, for example, I'm not looking at, just make the means or running the law firm. I'm looking at making a bigger changes in the world. For example, the definition of family, promoting women to A-freezing so that they can pursue their career. You know, they can move up. There's no more glass ceiling. I want to change the whole society image, what women should be and the position women should be. I imagine, you know, it's completely different because I didn't think I have the power, or I didn't see that, or I don't think that would change. But I think it's time. And then with all the women, all of us together, it's moving. It is. It's time for us to make a difference. I would say the core value about Ideal Legal Group is always try your best, because there's no win situation that you're always going to win, right? Because everybody's situation is different, and ultimately judge making a decision based on very limited time and evidence. But they still have to follow by the rule and making a decision. So a lot of intricacy is not very, you can take into account in such a short time. So what I wanted to do, at least for my client, to let them know that we try our best, and no matter what, we are there for them. And then we do take it personally, and we which means that we treat the case like this is happening to us.
Exactly.
And we understand where they're coming from. We have the empathy. We can feel their emotion.
They're like family.
They are family to us. And because we're such a small boutique firm, we don't treat clients as another client.
Right.
We want them to be like a family member, and we understand what they're going to do, and we will try and fight and then the best as we can. For the 2019, as I stated before, the short-term goal is merge into our own fertility clinic with our company, Surrogacy Concierge. We wanted to make sure we have control of our quality and really, really provide a full service shop, right? So a lot of agencies, they have to have network with clinic, or they have to have network with the legal team to review the contract. And, you know, surrogacy contract, you need two individual attorneys. So everything kind of all sources or two or three different agency, different business. So what we want is it's going to be a full service where you don't have to go anywhere else. Everything is guaranteed, all in one in the house. So everybody know what they're doing. Everybody's on the same page. So then you have a better control of the quality. And, you know, you less have this mishap, which is the recent case that happened with the fraternity in downtown Cha. Fraternity where they messed up on implanted the embryo to a couple. So when you have one full service shop, you can see how the process goes, so you have better control.